May 25, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Joyful Crescendo. Opening Prayer. Lord God, as I meditate on your words today, speak truth to me that draws me closer to you and more in tune with who you call me to be. Read Isaiah chapter 35. Joy of the Redeemed. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burn into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Reflect. To what are you looking forward? What things in life bring you joy? Think about them for a moment before you read today's passage. Reread the passage slowly. Which words and phrases stand out? You may want to highlight or write them down. Which images speak to you the most? The wilderness bursting into bloom, maybe? Think of that word, burst. The suddenness of the flower's glory. Perhaps it's the gushing and bubbling up of water in the desert, or the quietness of the cool pool on the once burning sand. Or maybe it's the safe path leading us home. Can you imagine walking along it, singing, surrounded by all God's children? Perhaps your heart needs the whispered words of strength and courage from verse 4. Be strong, do not fear. He will come to save you. I've always found the words of healing exciting and inspiring. Those who had been lame leaping for joy, those who had been mute shouting at the tops of their joy-filled voices. This joy and this everlasting crown are waiting for you if you know Jesus as your Lord. Apply. Let the images that most speak to you seep into your soul. Then turn your contemplation to praise. Closing prayer. Lord God, quicken my heart with anticipation of your great eternity. Thank you for the greatest joy of all, being with you.